Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only
to
It's stuck. Let me see. Is his stuck? Oh, we're sorry, a minute. It's stuck for a minute. Evangelist Bernard, I'm going to go ahead and pray. We're going to hope we can get this because the circles are going. I think I'm probably going to have to shut down.
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't do it. Just wait.
Is yours open?
No, this one is not. Okay, we're having some technical difficulties, but that's all right. We're going to move on until everything is cleared. God bless each and everyone. Thank you again for tuning in this week. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene Davis. Good to see you, woman of God. Amen. And also Brother Clarence out of Texas. Amen. And Sister Ruby, we're just so happy again, as she said, that, you know, the prayers of the righteous avail it much. So we're going to bombard heaven right now. Amen. Amen. We know that anything that is man-made, we can expect. All right, some dysfunctions, but guess what? We're going forth in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yes, they'll be created, but they will not prosper. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to come before your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for renewing your mercies upon us this afternoon. Amen. Somebody didn't cross over, God, but we thank you for favoring us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for life and favor today, because life and favor belong to you, Lord God. Oh, God, and we're asking you right now to give us a word to say today that would minister to your people, that would encourage somebody today, that would give them hope, Lord God, that would inspire them and empower them, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that all things are possible to those that believe. And we also know that there's nothing impossible for you, God. For you are the creator. You are the maker. Hallelujah. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we thank you right now, Jesus. We're asking you to continue to keep us, Lord God, with a mind to serve you. Keep us with a mind to please you. Help us to commit our way to you, Lord God. Oh, God, when evil is always present, God, help us to think on the good. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to overcome the evil with good. Oh, God, we bless you for another opportunity. Hallelujah. To be able to have the activities of our limbs, God. We thank you for a sound mind today, God. Oh, and God, we're asking you to bless us as we continue on this 21-day fast, God. We're seeking you for direction. We're seeking you for a clearer vision. We're seeking you, Lord God, to hear a word. Oh, God, help us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us not to go on our own accord, but help us to continue to trust you. For you said in your word to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. Hallelujah, God, we ask in you, Lord God, to perform some miracles, Lord God. Oh, God, we don't see the miracles being performed in the churches of the day. Hallelujah, God, we ask in you, Lord God, to return, God. Visit us again, God. Hallelujah. Fill us up with that anointing. Hallelujah. Fill us up with that power, God. Give us a mind, Lord God, to believe this word. Give us a mind, God, to declare and decree. Give us a mind, God, to renounce some things that we have to get rid of. Oh, cleanse our heart, God. You said, David said in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, Lord God, and renew a right spirit within us. God, we asking you to purge us. Don't let this fast be in vain. Oh, God, but let us fast. Let us fast where we can begin to communicate with you more effectively, God. Let us fast where we can get rid of this flesh, Lord God. We can mortify these members that is upon the earth that dwell inside of us, God. Help us to forgive. Help us to have that agape love, God. Oh, God, help us to know that greater is coming, God. Help us to stay focused on you, Lord God. For we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, we need your direction. We need your guidance. We need your instructions. Oh, God, let us be able to receive correction, God. When we go wrong, God, reel us on back in, God. Help us to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Oh, God, we asking you to bless your pastors, bless your leaders, bless your apostles, bless your prophets and prophetess, bless your ministers and your evangelists. Bless our homes, God. Bless our wives and our husbands. Hallelujah. Bless our children and our grandchildren, Lord God. Bless those, Lord God, that's out in the world wandering and don't have a clue, God. Some that have lost hope, God, and have given up on you, God. Help them to return, God. Help us to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come, because that is your will for us, God. That's the duty of man, that after we have been strengthened, that we would reach our brothers and our sisters. Oh, we bless you today, God. We wouldn't give nothing for this journey. We bless you, God, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we even asking you, Lord God, to bless the six-hour telethon and those that are working with us to make this an event, Lord God, where we can give you some prayer. We can offer prayer to you, God, where we can praise you, where we can learn what our purpose is. Hallelujah. And we'll be able to persevere. Oh, we thank you, God, because you're doing a work. Hallelujah. We may not see it instantly, Lord God. Oh, but you're working on our behalf, God, because you love us and you care for us. And for that, God, we give you glory. For that, God, we give you praise. For that, God, we magnify your name. For great is the Lord, and your greatness to be praised. And we thank you today, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We know this is Blue Monday for some folks. Hallelujah. But every day is a holiday for me. Every day when I still have the blood running through my vein, it's a great day. It's a holiday. I'm not waiting for Christmas. Hallelujah. My Jesus was born over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. Wise men are still seeking him. Hallelujah. He has not lost his position. Hallelujah. He has not lost his power. Oh, and we bless him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Remember the bereaved families, God. Remember Prophet Michael Lewis. Remember his bereaved family, Lord. Those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Even the star of Fast and Furious. God, we're asking you to minister to his 15-year-old daughter. Hallelujah. He died in a car crash on Friday. Oh, God, somebody is saddened today by that loss. Oh, God, but we're asking you to strengthen those that are alive and those that remain, God. Give them a heart to draw near to you, God. Oh, we bless you. We bless you today, God. We give you glory and we give you praise. Amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for another opportunity. My throat is a little itchy. Hallelujah. You know, when you're fasting, you don't have the strength that you normally have. Oh, but I'm still excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm still looking to see what God is going to do. Oh, glory to God. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We just want to greet everyone again in the matchless, awesome, magnanimous name of Jesus. There's no other name whereby given unto men. Hallelujah. Whereby we might be saved. But that name, Jesus. At that name, hallelujah, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Don't you be deceived. Don't be tricked. Hallelujah, for God is not mocked. Whatever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Yeah, glory to God. So guess what? If you sow in tears, you're going to reap in joy. Hallelujah. So we sow in some tears for these 21 days. We sow in tears because we love the Lord. We sow in tears because we want him to be magnified in our lives. We're sowing tears because we want to stay on focus. We want to stay on point. We want to make sure that we're doing what God would have us to do. And that's what we're talking about as we come. This is the second day of December, and we are commemorating 2 years on Blog Talk Radio. 2 years on Blog Talk Radio. And I marvel at what God has done. Over 65,000 listeners have tuned in from one day, one month to another to listen to the many women and men of God that come on and preach and teach this gospel. People of God, don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. This is a great sacrifice that they make to come on this line and minister. And this is not just for those that are saved. We're trying to reach the lost at any cost. We're trying to reach the lost. You don't know who is surfing the internet. You don't know who may be thinking, this is it for me. I'm ready to get out of here. The pressure is too deep. I can't handle it anymore. I'm ready to leave here. You don't know who's depressed. You don't know who has suicide on their mind. But at 24/7, you can go back into the archives and you can listen to a message that will encourage you, a message that would make you to think, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Go through. Yes, we're in a pressure cooker, but go through. Yes, we in the hot water like that tea bag. But as we stay in that hot water, we begin to get stronger. As we go through this 21-day fast, each day you're going to get stronger. Each day, if you commit, if you follow, hallelujah, and set a plan for this fast. Just don't fast to be fasted. But you fast and you begin to communicate with God. Fasting is a process. Fasting is a procedure that you go through to cleanse you. You know how you take laxatives and you have to clean your body? That's what fasting is. Fasting is a laxative. And what it does, it's going to flush out all those spirits and all those bad attitudes and all those emotions that's not of God. It's going to flush it out. Hallelujah. And as it flushes us out, then we're able to get more connected and more in tune with God. You're able to hear God clearer. Amen. You find yourself in a different atmosphere. And then as you continue to afflict this flesh, it makes you the more appreciative and the more thankful and the more grateful for what God has done for you. Sometimes we have to reflect, and that's the name of this segment on Blog Talk Radio. And this is our theme throughout the month, to commemorate our two-year anniversary, a time of reflection. And the Lord gave me that topic for this segment. So this month, we're going to be doing some reflecting. What are we reflecting on? We're reflecting on how good God has been. We're reflecting on where he's brought us from. We're reflecting on where he's going to take us. Amen. You know, in Habakkuk, hallelujah, the Lord told Habakkuk, he said, write the vision and make it plain. Let's go to that right quickly. Hallelujah. We got a little time. Woo, Jesus, I love you today. Let's turn to Habakkuk. Hallelujah, the Most High. Thank you, Jesus. To Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk. It's the book behind Nahum. Amen. And it's right before the last of the books there in the last of the Old Testament. And Habakkuk, let's go to chapter 2. Hallelujah. Lord, give us a word today, God. We're trying to help somebody. But before I go to Habakkuk, let me just tell you that as we're commemorating 2 years on Blog Talk Radio, as I said a few moments ago, we're reflecting. Reflection, what reflecting? What are you saying, Sister Bernard, reflecting? When you talk about reflecting, you're talking about remembering. You're talking about going back into your mind and thinking about those things that has already occurred, those blessings that God has already blessed you with. Remember, we already are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So this month, we're doing a time of reflection. And in the midst of that, we're on a 21-day fast. We started yesterday. We started Saturday night at midnight. And every day, for 21 days, from midnight to 4, we're going to be fasting. That means we're going to be abstaining from anything until at the 4 o'clock hour, 4:01. Then you eat a meal. Then you're able to consume some liquids and stuff. And that's what we're doing, one meal a day. Amen. And then the second week, we're going to do some vegetables and fruit and no red meats and cut out some of this old chocolates and all this other stuff that's not healthy for us. And then that third week, we may do some light soup once a day. But we're cleansing ourselves. We're not going on a solemn fast where we're abstaining from food and drink on a continuous basis, on a consecutive basis where we're fasting 21 days. We don't want to do that. We have to be wise. Some people have never embarked upon a 21-day fast. So we want to be wise in what we're doing. And we also want to say to you, those of you that may be on medication and what have you, we want to say to you to make sure that you consult with your doctor. We don't want to give you no bad information. If you're not able to do it, fine. But those that can and will do, guess what? Ride this out with us. If you're looking for some changes to occur in your family life, if you're looking for some changes to occur in your Christian walk, if you're looking for some changes on your job, in your family, hallelujah, in your community, in this nation, let me serve you notice today. Go to the book of James and read, because the Bible said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail it much. If we are committing our way to God, then guess what? And we're praying and doing what God would have us to do. All things is working for our good, and God is going to answer our prayers. This 21-day fast write your petitions and tell God what you're expecting. Ask the Lord to open up doors. Ask the Lord to heal the broken relationships. Don't mend them, because anything mended, guess what? It can come apart today again. But ask God to bring healing in your marriage, healing in your families, healing on your job, healing with other people that you bind with in the body of Christ. We're looking for God to do a great deliverance. Remember, people of God, don't ever forget. God said in his word, when Abraham, hallelujah, had petitioned God on the behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he began to communicate with God, and he told the Lord, Lord, you are righteous, and I'm paraphrasing, you are righteous God. You are holy God. Lord, if there is 50 righteous in the city, will you spare it? And God said, yes. If there's 50, I'll spare the city. And then Abraham began to plead a little bit more with the Lord. But in the midst of him pleading, amen, he went all the way down to 10. There was not 10 righteous souls in those cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. So guess what? God rained down fire and brimstone. Because he couldn't find nobody. Somebody, a songwriter wrote a song, say, I searched all over and couldn't find nobody. We have to know that God will never destroy the righteous with the wicked. So you better be careful this season who you hanging with. Hallelujah. You better be careful this season who you're listening to. Hallelujah. The Bible also say evil communication, it corrupts. It corrupts. And that's why we're fasting. We're getting ourselves ready. We're at the end of a year. This is the closing of a year. And then we want to embrace 2014 with a clean heart, with a clean spirit. We want to be purged of all of these things that's not godly. We want to be purged of all of these things that will cause us to be tempted. Hallelujah, because we're not tempted by God. God will not tempt no man, but we're tempted when we're laid away by our own lust. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to Rebecca. And we're talking about a time of reflection this month. We're reflecting on God's goodness. It says, it reads chapter 2, and this is Rebecca talking. And he said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. What is Rebecca saying? Rebecca saying, I'm standing on the tower. I'm standing on my watch, and I'm waiting to hear from God because I need some instructions. Hallelujah. And he said, I will wait, watch, to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. He said, what kind of answer am I going to give the Lord when he corrects me? See, many of us don't want to be corrected. We want to give advice, but we don't want to receive advice. But my Bible tells me in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen, amen. So verse 2 said, and the Lord answered me. Rebecca is saying, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Write your vision before the new year come in here. Before January 2014, while you on this 21-day fast, write your vision. Get you a piece of paper and get you a pen. A matter of fact, go out to Ross and buy you a journal. $3.99, $4.99. And you take down that first page and you say, I'm writing my vision for 2014. Hallelujah. And I'm not waiting till I go to watch night service. I'm not waiting till I go to the nightclub and get on the dance floor. I'm not doing that this year. Oh, no, I'm making some changes. That's why we're on this 21-day fast, because we want to invoke change. Hallelujah. We want God to be pleased with our sacrifice. We want God to be pleased with our life. And Rebecca said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain. Write your vision. You don't have to tell anybody what your vision is. Whatever you're petitioning God for, write it. Write the vision and make it plain upon table, that he may run that readeth it. One day somebody is going to read your vision. And verse 3 says, for the vision is yet. I didn't have these notes today. I was just going to talk a little bit about what we're doing, all our activities for this month. But the Lord said, go to Habakkuk. Ah, because you got to know, without a vision, the people perish. And then he said, verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. See, you can have a vision when you're a child, and you hold on to that. You don't let nothing deter you from that. Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers. And the brothers could not understand, why would God allow us to bow down at our younger brother's foot? Why would God have us to do obeisance to our younger brother? Oh, they didn't understand. Oh, but you know the story. Guess what? At the appointed time, that happened. And they were able to be, their lives was able to be preserved, because God had set Joseph up when there was a famine in the land. Hallelujah. His brothers had to come to Egypt. And guess what? They had to stand before Joseph, because Joseph was the governor. Joseph had the power to preserve their lives. Hallelujah. Don't tell me what God won't do for you. If you hold on to your vision, if you hold on to your dream, if you reflect upon where he's brought you from, if you reflect upon the goodness of the Lord, I'm talking about a time of reflection. This is the 12th month in 2013, the last month. This is the second day. What have you done for God? Janet Jackson, sing a song. What have you done for me lately? I'm asking you today, what have you done for the Lord this whole year? Ah, I love how Sister Ruby sometimes say, I have to examine myself. You know, Sister Ruby is mild and calm when she want to be. Hallelujah. And she said, I have to do an assessment every month. Sister Ruby says she do an assessment. Lord, what have I done? What have I given back? What kind of contributions have I made to society? What kind of contribution have I made to my sisters and brothers in Christ? Did I just get everything for myself? As we talked about those lepers, those four lepers, they went into the city and they were able to live. But it was so much there. It was so much silver and gold. It was so many raiment, changes of clothes. It was food everywhere. But they realized they weren't selfish. They said, we can't be the only recipients of all of this blessing. We're going back and tell the king. In other words, we're going to tell the king. And guess what? The whole city can eat. Hallelujah. We have to have a mindset for change this coming year. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, what are you saying? Excuse me. What are you saying? Though that vision that you had 10 years ago, Prophetess Darlene, though it has not come to pass, wait on it. Wait on it. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get anxious. Sometimes we don't want to wait because we living in a microwave society. We want to pop it in the microwave and have it out in 60 seconds. But God don't work like that. Remember, he said, my ways are not your ways. Neither is my thoughts your thoughts. For my ways, God's ways is high above ours, and his thoughts is high above ours. Rebecca said, the Lord told Rebecca, write the vision, make it plain, and he that readeth it, he's going to run with it. So once you have a vision and you put it out before the people, they read it, and then they make a decision if I want to fulfill this vision. If I want to stay under this covering, if I want to be humble, if I want to be submissive, hallelujah. Remember, Jesus told them, stay on the ship. Stay on the ship. If we stay on this ship of Zion, we all going to make it to that city. But some of us, we wanna jump ship. You can't jump ship and receive the blessings of the Lord. You got to stay in the fire. Hallelujah. So he said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak. In due time, at the appointed time, your vision is going to speak. And it will not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because this is a promise. This is a promise because, hallelujah, when you see shall and when you see will and it's God speaking, that means it's nothing going to abort this promise. It's nothing going to cause this to be unfulfilled. It said because it will surely, it will not tarry. Do you know that? Some people have dreams of becoming a homeowner. And you know, as young ladies, I'm a female, we dream of marrying our Prince Charming. And we dream of having a house with the white picket fence. You know, we watch TV. And TV download all this stuff in our spirit. God didn't promise us no white picket fence. He didn't promise us no Prince Charming. He said that he that findeth a wife, the female, God don't even give us the right to go find us a husband. But we do it. But that's not biblical. That's not biblical. And that's why we messed up today. Because guess what? We have our own Bibles. Hallelujah. And you can, even though you get counsel, even though we receive counsel and the man of God say, that's not your husband, that's not your wife, we get real indignant. Who is he? He ain't my Lord. He ain't God. No, he ain't God. But he's standing in the stead. He is the shepherd that God has given the leadership abilities to feed his sheep and not lead them wrong. Now, you got some folks leading us all kind of places, but it ain't God. Higher no Messiah. Woo, y'all better watch God. This ain't me today. I wanted to give y'all some announcements and move on, but the Lord said somebody need this word today. Hallelujah. And before the word goes out to you, it's coming back to me. Hallelujah. I'm feeling it right now. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Write your vision. While you're on this 21-day fast, consecrate yourself. Separate yourself. Watch what you're saying. Watch who you're around. Watch where you go. Hallelujah. Because you know what? When you're fasting, you have a different mindset. Because you're afflicting this flesh. This flesh becomes weak. But that spirit man begin to thrive. That spirit man begin to come alive. Hallelujah. And that's what fasting will do. It'll kill your flesh, and it'll let your spirit become alive. Amen. So we didn't have much for you today, but as I was sitting here, I wanted to go to Esther, the book of Esther, but I'm not going to read all of those scriptures today. But I warn you all that are Bible students and those that have been in the body of Christ and you have heard of these stories, read them in your leisure. Amen. We all know that Esther was Mordecai's niece. Hallelujah. And her mother and father died. And Mordecai became her father. But he really was her uncle. Amen. And Mordecai loved Esther. But there was a time when they summoned the virgins in the land, and Esther was one of them. Hallelujah. You better watch God, because guess what? Though that vision tarry, remember what Rebecca said. The vision is for an appointed time. Esther being chosen as a handmaiden to be to go through the purification in the king's house, it was for an appointed time. It was for Esther to save her people. Remember the evil servant, the king's chamberlain, he was angry with Mordecai. Hallelujah, because Mordecai sat at the gate. Mordecai was sitting at the gate not to create no trouble. He was sitting at the gate because he was concerned about his niece. That was his whole purpose. He wasn't there, but Mordecai began to hear a plot that was being plotted against the king. Amen. But this old evil servant, he was angry with Mordecai. So he got the king's attention. And that's just like us. We have ulterior motives for getting close to people. Hallelujah. We have ulterior motives. And if your motive ain't right, sooner or later, you're going to be exposed. You're going to be exposed like Haman. Ah, God, I bless you today. And that's what happened. He was exposed, Haman, but he was friends with the king. And he had the king to make a decree. Hallelujah, that anybody, hey, glory to God, that won't bow down. Wait a minute, let's read this story. Let's go to Esther. Ah, God, turn me around, Jesus. We got a few more minutes. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn here quickly, because I want y'all to know this ain't Sister Adrian. See, folks think I'm talking from my own head. Turn to Esther. Let's start at, we ain't going to read all this. We don't have time to read all this. But let's start at, let me just digress a little bit. Before Esther was already chosen to become the queen. But before Esther was chosen to become the queen, then that means there was a queen already sitting on the throne. So Vashti was the queen, but she was dethroned. And let's just read that. Because you got to get an understanding here. We're trying to help those that are fasting this month. We're trying to help those that are ready and that are excited about crossing over, closing out this year, and coming into embracing a new year where it can be prosperous, it can be successful, it can be meaningful, it can be something that the Lord is going to take delight in. Let's read the chapter 1. Verse 10. We're going to read 10 to 13. It says, on the seventh day when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Nahum and Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagtha, Zetha, and Caucus, the seven chamberlains, listen, that served in the presence of Ahasuerus, I'll get it right, the king, to bring Vashti, the queen, before the king with the crown royal. Now listen, people of God, sometimes we read and we don't get an understanding. Listen, because everybody put Queen Vashti down, and you know why the men put it out? Because they don't want to feel like the woman done usurped their authority. Uh-huh. But guess what? This woman was justified in her refusal to meet the king. And you better do some research, because I know I have some people out there going to question this. But let me tell you, read this verse here, and you'll get an understanding. They say the chamberlains were summoned. And verse 11 says, to bring Vashti, the queen, before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. Now, if you read a little bit further, you'll read where the king was feasting. They was having a feast. They were drinking, and they were married for 7 days. So the king and his friends, his chamberlains, all of his friends, imagine yourself being a woman that is the queen of a nation, and your husband and his friends, his cohorts, have been drinking and feasting for a whole week or so, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks. So they're in a stupor, because that's what alcohol will do. It will take your mind away from you. Amen. And that's why they say you become consumed. Guess what? And you become another person, because you're not acting with the sound mind. You don't have no rationale. Amen. So the king asked for Vashti, and read that scripture. He said, tell her to come when the crown queen royal. What are you saying? He was asking her to parade naked in front of his friends with nothing but the crown royal on. Now, what woman in their right mind would agree to, I don't care if you President Obama, I'm not walking before your drunken friends nude with nothing but a queen with a tiara on my head. Are you nuts? So Queen Vashti said, this is not going on. I will not parade before your friends and dance before them. That ain't going on. Okay? So she said, it said, he wanted to show the people and the princess her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen, Vashti, refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlain. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men, listen at these devils, which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that new law and judgment. And they asked him, drop down to verse 15, and said, what shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to law? Because she had not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains. And then all of, drop down to that latter voice, verse 17 says, for this deed of the queen shall come be abroad unto all women. See, they're trying to protect their manhood, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes. When it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Likewise, they say, shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen, thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and the Medes that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. We're talking about an appointed time. We're talking about a vision. So guess what? God had already ordained for Esther to be the queen. Guess what? Esther became the queen before she completed her assignment, before the purification of the virgins. Hallelujah. They had another feast. Ah, God, I bless you today. But let me tell you, when God sets you up for something, it's not for you. God didn't save you for yourself. He saved you to be able to reach back and help somebody else. That's what life is about. What did Jesus do? Jesus went around the nation, everywhere he went, every city he went in. There were miracles. There were signs. There were wonders. What are we doing? What's following us? What is causing us to not wait on our vision? What is causing us to be impatient? What is causing us to doubt God's word? What is causing us not to fulfill our purpose? Hallelujah. Queen Esther had a purpose. Amen. And as you all read the story, you're going to see we don't have time to read all of that. But as you read, continue to read the story, you'll see where a decree went out. And they wanted to kill the Hebrews. They wanted to kill Queen Esther and all of her people. And once we get into a prestigious position, and God began to open up windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing, then we get the spirit of King Nebuchadnezzar. Then we begin to say, look at what I've done. That's what King Nebuchadnezzar did. Look at Great Babylon that I have built. Well, Queen Esther, hallelujah, she knew she was in the king's palace. But her uncle sent word to her that a decree have gone out to kill my people. And guess what? Don't you think that you're going to escape? You a Jew too, baby. And Uncle Mordecai began to tell her, Esther, you have been assigned to the king's palace for such a time as this. You've been assigned. You have an assignment. Don't miss your blessing because you fail to fulfill your assignment. Don't miss your blessing watching your neighbor when you need to be watching God. Don't miss your assignment when you fail to honor this 21-day fast. Those that honor this fast, God going to do something for you. So Queen Esther sent back to our Uncle Mordecai, and she said, tell my people. She said, I'm going to get my handmaidens. Hallelujah. And she said, we're going on a 3-day fast. God, you better watch these fasts. She said, we're going before the king. But she told him, she said, I want you to tell my people, hallelujah, that me and my handmaidens are going to fast, and I want you to be fasting along with us. Hallelujah. And after those 3 days, she said, I don't want you to drink nothing. I don't want you to eat nothing. She said, I want you to pray. I want you to petition God that he will spare my people, that he will spare the Jews, that he will spare my Hebrew heritage. Ah, God, I bless you today. So guess what? After the fast was over, Esther said, I'm going before the king. And we all know if you read the story, when the king hauled out the golden scepter, hallelujah, he's going to grant your wishes. But if he failed, reach out and extend that golden scepter to you, that means debt, immediate debt. Hallelujah. But Esther was fine, baby. She was chosen. God had already chosen Esther for such a time as this. And Esther was beautiful. Hallelujah. When they looked upon her, every man that looked upon her wanted Esther. Uh-huh. But Esther went in the king's palace. Hallelujah. She said, I'm going before the king. But Esther was wise. Esther knew that she had to call on God. Esther knew that she didn't have a lot of time because the decree had already gone out. Hallelujah. That every Hebrew was going to be murdered. Hallelujah. But Esther said, I'm going before the king. And that's what you got to tell yourself this month. Why are you on this 21-day fast? I'm taking it. Be like Tamla man. Say, take me to the king. I'm taking all my troubles to the king. I'm taking all my worries. I'm taking my children. I'm taking my husband. I'm taking my wife. I'm taking my supervisor. I'm taking my pastor. Hallelujah. I'm taking the bishop. I'm taking them before the king. And after we come off this 21-day fast, you better watch God work. God going to do something after this 21 day. Ah, glory to God. Esther, hallelujah, went before the king, and the king held out the golden scepter. And he said, Esther, my love, how beautiful you are. Oh, God, he said, I've been waiting for this day. I needed somebody to sit next to me. Ah, he said, I've been waiting, Esther. Oh, hallelujah, and the day have arrived. The appointed time is now. Hallelujah, the appointed time is now. And he said, hey, what do you want, Esther? He held out the golden scepter. He said, what do you want, Esther? Oh, and Esther made a petition known. Ah, hallelujah. And then after Esther made her petition known, Esther gave a feast herself. And Esther began to tell the king about that evil servant, his evil chamberlain. Esther said, he done made a decree. Hallelujah. And he trying to kill me, king. I'm paraphrasing. Oh, but then the king said, what? Who have done this to my queen? Hallelujah. He hadn't even married her yet. They hadn't even went through the formal ceremony. So I'm telling you, people of God, you better watch God move. Hallelujah. I'm not afflicting this flesh. Hallelujah. For man to get any glory. I'm not afflicting this flesh for no houses and land. I'm not afflicting this flesh, hallelujah, for no cause, enduring clothes. But I'm afflicting this flesh because I want a relationship with my God. I'm afflicting this flesh because I want to see some souls come into the kingdom. I'm afflicting this flesh because I want my children saved. I want my son to come out of prison. I want my sister to come out of prison. I want my mother saved. I want my community saved. I want my neighbors saved. Hallelujah. I want my co-laborers in the gospel to begin to get a relationship. Begin to establish a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Take me to the king. This is my time. This is my time, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. I have to reflect on God's goodness. I got to reflect on where he's brought me from. Hallelujah. Little city girl out of the slums of New Orleans. But guess what? He raised me up for such a time as this. I heard somebody say, can anything, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can any good thing come out of New Orleans, Louisiana? I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, God will raise you up. Oh, but you got to be faithful. Hallelujah, you got to put your trust in God. Hallelujah, don't the vision tarry. Prophetess Darlene, wait on it. Wait on it. If God given you a dream, if God has given you a vision, wait on it. Because the vision, it'll speak. It won't lie. Hallelujah. Didn't Esther vision speak? Didn't Mordecai vision speak? Hallelujah. Didn't Jesus vision speak? Oh, yes, Jesus had a vision too. Hallelujah. He said, let this cup pass from me. Oh, Lord. But he said, nevertheless, let your will, not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. That's what you need to ask God on this 21-day fast. Lord, what is your will for my life? What is my purpose, God? Why am I going around this same circle over and over, year in and year out? Lord, I need some changes. Tell the Lord I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Oh, I'm weak right now. Oh, but thou art strong. Uh-huh. This is the second day of the fast. Hallelujah. And I'm feeling it in my body. You can't make no sacrifices for God and you don't feel no pain. Because if you want to have higher no more sight, if you want to gain position in Christ, there must be some pain. Hallelujah, there must be some pain. But just know you can always expect some rain. Hallelujah, because he's going to rain on you after this fast. He's going to rain on you after this six-hour telethon. He's going to rain on you before we see 2014. Hallelujah. And I declare and decree, everyone that God has given us, Jesus said, everyone that you've given me, I kept them. The only one I lost was the son of perdition. The only one that didn't maintain and stick with us, I guess what? They never had our best interests at heart. Oh, but those that have weathered the storm, those that have been with us throughout this 2 years, don't fret. Don't be weary. God is doing something. Ah, God, when I look at 65,000 souls, hallelujah, 65,000 listeners, hallelujah, that could be 65,000 souls. And just imagine if each one of those souls witnessed and brought in two or three people. Oh, God, you're talking about almost 200,000 people. 200,000 souls would be in the body of Christ. We're talking about a time of redemption. Hallelujah. We're talking about pushing back this plate. We're talking about the vision. We're talking about waiting on God. We're talking about getting a closer relationship with God. Somebody sung a song, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking. Hallelujah with thee. Oh, God, hallelujah. How many want a closer walk with the Lord? Well, you're already establishing it. You're well on your way. You have started the first process. Hallelujah. You have made the first step. You afflicted this flesh. That's the first step. Our theme for this telethon, I want y'all to come. Hallelujah. It is prayer, praise, purpose, and perseverance. See, you got to pray. And after you pray and you know God have answered you, then you begin to dance. Then you begin to praise God and thank him for his goodness. You begin to dance. You begin to cry out to the Lord. You begin to shout a hallelujah. Then you ask God, Lord, now what is my purpose? What is my purpose? See, you can't fulfill your purpose without perseverance. Hallelujah. You have to go through some things where you'll be able to fulfill your purpose. Don't think you're going to walk through here on flowery beds of ease. That's not happening. Hallelujah. This is a suffering way. Hey, I heard liberal Democrats say, change is going to become my friend. That's my new friend for the new year. Before the old year close out, I'm already getting acquainted with change. We establishing ourselves. We have a relationship. We building a relationship. Hallelujah. We building a relationship. And that's what you have to do with the Lord. You have to build a relationship. Hallelujah. And you have to tell the Lord what you expect out the relationship, because he already have it in his word what he's expecting from you. Now you tell the Lord what I'm expecting from you, God. That's how you start building. Hey, God, but you know what? Before you start building, Sister Ruby, you better check your foundation, because you can't build on a rocky foundation. You can't build on a foundation that's unstable. You can't build on a foundation that's leaning. Oh, your foundation has to be solid. Your foundation has to be strong. Woo, let me stop today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Oh, God, we got 19 more days to go. Hallelujah. And I don't know if y'all feeling like me, but I'm yet excited. I'm still looking for the Lord to make ways. I'm still looking for the Lord to turn some things. Ah, they got a saying with these young folks, turn it up. I'm looking for it to be turned up. Ah, the fiery furnace is being heated 7 times hotter. How many going to be able to endure? How many going to be able to last? How many going to be able to stand? Hiya, the Messiah. Woo, I'm done. Yeah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Woo, glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hiya, the Messiah. Woo, thank you, Lord. Hiya, the Messiah. Woo, take me to the King. Hallelujah. Ah, take me to the King. Woo, Jesus. I bless you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Prophet Darlene Davis.
Ah, Jesus.
The circle was going, but I'm glad that we got you in there. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're back. I missed you.
Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. Did you want me to speak on the word?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
To God be the glory. I thank God for the prophetic word. I just thank God, word. She gave us a lot, so I'm going to try to just say something briefly. Great woman of God, I just thank God for you. And you said you was coming with something just a little bit, but you came with a whole meal, dessert, and all. To God be the glory. I just thank God, and you gave me something to think about on Esther and how we got to prepare ourselves, how we got to stand and know that God is going to do that. It's what he said he's going to do. It shall come to pass. So I just thank God for the word on today. I just thank God. And first of all, I'd like to say congratulations for 2 years. Nobody but God could keep y'all, and he kept y'all. Hallelujah. And he's going to continue to keep this ministry. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And so we thank God for the 2 years anniversary. I didn't come in at the beginning. I didn't come in at the middle, but I came in just right on time. I thank God. I thank God for the words that's been given on this line. I thank God for this line. I just thank God for what he's doing. And on today, I tell you, I know you didn't have it in your notes. I know it came straight from God. It came straight from above. And so I thank God for that manner. I thank God for the word on today. And what came to my mind when I heard the song, when the song first came on, and it was talking about the King, and I said, God, I just want to lay at your feet. I just want to be in your presence. I just want to be close to you. I just want to be what you want me to be. I said, God, kill out those things in me that's not of you. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this 21-day fast. It may not be easy for us, but we got to do it because, like the one God said, it's going to be great, great things God's going to do through this and before this. And I thank God for this vision that has went forth, and it didn't fall, it didn't fail. And I thank God for this vision, this ministry, that you stood, and you stood on God's word. And so I thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. And I just want to tell all y'all, continue to be encouraged, and this too shall pass what you're going through. And God's got greater things in store, and we think the year is up, but God is going to come even at the last day for some of us. So I just thank God, hallelujah, and I'm excited, hallelujah, what he's going to do in this ministry. I thank God for this vision coming to pass. I thank God for this visionary, and God bless you all. There's so much I could say, but I'm not going to say it. Hallelujah today. Just thank God for y'all, and thank God for God being God, and thank God for y'all allowing God to be God in your life. Continue to do what God has called y'all to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank Jesus for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the prayers, too. We're going to Brother.
My son, God is doing something even now. I thank God. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God.
Go
Thank
ahead.
You, Lord. Go ahead, prophetess Darlene. Whatever the Lord wants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If y'all don't feel it, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Yeah, my mama said, even the people that's going to go back in the archives, they're going to feel the power of God. Hallelujah, the woman of God, you didn't just preach your word. You spoke what God told you to speak, and I feel the power of God. And my mama, I'm trying to control myself. But when God comes in, you can't stop what God is doing. And my mama, somebody, woo, God, hallelujah. I thank God for you. God bless y'all.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank Jesus Christ for you, prophetess.
Thank
We're
you,
going
God.
To Brother Clarence.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise the Lord. Did you have a comment? It's so good to see you on the line today. Do you have a comment? Or?
That was very well needed. I mean, it's opened my eyes to a lot of different things. And I'm just trying to be strong. I asked him to guide me in the right way, because my emotions, my feelings, and everything shouldn't get in my way, but it does, as I'm human. But he's still working on me, and I know I have to change things for him to continue to work on me. So I'm highly blessed. I'm just highly blessed.
Ah.
Amen. We're highly blessed that the Lord will lead you to this broadcast.
Yes, I am.
Come on, as the Lord leads you. We're on every day, Monday. You know the times. So you're more than welcome, because it's a family. And
yes,
we thank you. Yeah, we thank you for your words, and the Lord will encourage you. We're on the 21-day fast. If you're able to do it, you know, you can come on and join us.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. All right. And bless you all.
Okay, God bless. Okay, God bless. Liberal Democrat.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The armor bearer. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. We know Sister Ruby somewhere, someplace, some city. Amen.
Yeah.
Holding up the flag. Hallelujah. Amen,
yeah.
Amen. This is a good word. Amen. I was going through on the fast. Amen. I got. I was tempted. Amen. That hazelnut coffee. Amen. Everybody was around me with some hazelnut. You know, I love my hazelnut coffee. And somebody, amen to God, brought me a coffee today. Amen to God. And I just took it, amen to God, and put it in the refrigerator. Amen to God. And I said, you know, I poured it out later, because, like, it just ain't the same, Lord, after it's been in the refrigerator. Hallelujah. But amen to God, we made it through the fast. Amen. So, yo, God is going to do a thing. I said, Lord, amen. I know you're going to do something else. You got me. The amen of God. Somebody bought me a free coffee. Amen. If I perish, let me perish. Amen. I'm going. Hallelujah. To see the cake. So I thank God for the word. Amen of God. Amen. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Bernard. That was a word. Amen. Amen of God. I'm reminded about Esther, how she had to take a bath before she presented herself to that king, and she had to soak. The Bible talks about sometimes for 6 months. She had to put certain myrrhs and certain oils on her before she showed herself to the Lord. And imagine just being in a tub that long, amen, for all them days, just to soak in something. And that's what I'm thanking God for, this 21-day fast. We're going to soak in that word, amen to God. The word that she gave us today, we're going to write it down, amen to God. Stuff that we forgot about, we just going to pick it back up and say, amen to God. I'm going to do this, Lord. Amen to God. Hallelujah. We're getting turned up, amen, as the woman of God said, amen to God. Hear that message. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen to God. We're going to get soaked in this thing like Esther. If I perish, let me perish. Amen to God. I want the flesh to die. Amen to God. I want some doors to close. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want some windows to shut. Amen to God. So God can have his way. Amen.
Yeah.
So I thank God for this word. And amen. I'm excited about the fast. And I'm excited I made it through that temptation with that coffee. Because, you know, I went through a thing with that. It was smelling good. It was smelling like Esther. I know she smelled good with all that myrrh on her. Amen. But that coffee smelled good to me this morning. Thank you, Lord. But hallelujah anyhow. Amen. So God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Liberal Democrat. Thanks for the prayers.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Dawn? Sister Dawn? Okay, then. We're going to Sister Corinthian.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, praise the Lord. Good to hear yours. God bless.
Oh, things have not been the same without you. I so greatly appreciate God for you, and I thank God for Evangelist Bernard. I thank and appreciate God. I want to say happy anniversary to the broadcast. This broadcast has been a blessing to me during the times when I just needed to hear a sound word. I thank and appreciate God. I was able to call in and just to hear a word that really penetrated my heart, that really did something to me, and I appreciate God for that. I thank and appreciate God for today. You know, I called in late. I've been ripping and running, going here, appointments, paying bills, but I thank and appreciate God for today, how God, he just met my every need, and he gave me favor with man. I thank and appreciate God for when I got on the broadcast, I heard Sister Adrian talking about how God is going to do something for us this year before the year is up, before 2014 even comes. God is going to do something for us this year. And when she said that, the anointing of God hit me so hard. I just began to rejoice, and I just began, you know, my eyes, they just welled up with tears because I'm so happy and I'm so thankful that God, he has not forgot about me. I thank God for being so mindful of me. God is so mindful of his people. I thank God for how nothing takes him by surprise. You know, we be surprised when different trials and tribulations come our way, different tests and stuff, they come our way. It hit us, and we be so surprised. We be so overwhelmed. We can't believe that this is happening to us. But I thank God for it never takes him by surprise. And I thank him for how when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, he lifts up a standard. And I thank and appreciate God for that. I thank and appreciate God for the awesome prayer that Evangelist Bernard and myself and Liberal Democrat, we had such an awesome anointed prayer yesterday. And I thank and appreciate God for how he met us there. I thank and appreciate God for what he's going to do in each and every one's life during this 21-day fast. God is going to do some great, miraculous things. All we got to do is put our expectation clothes on, be expecting and believing and waiting on God to do what he said he was going to do. He never falls short of his word, and I appreciate God for that. I thank and appreciate God for the telethon that's coming up. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see what God is getting ready to do, because God is going to do some great things. He's already been working behind the scenes before we even seen it, God even already knew what was going to happen before we even set the date for the telethon to happen. So I just thank and appreciate God for his anointing already being there. I thank God for his deliverance already being there. I thank God for his healing already being there. Whatever we need from God is going to be there. God is already meeting us there. He's already there waiting on us. And I just thank and appreciate God for all things in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the prayers, Sister Corinthia. God bless you.
Thank you.
We're going to go to Lady Mars. Lady Mars.
Hey, glory.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby, Evangelist Bernard, and Elder Democrat. I just called in a few minutes ago, and so I didn't hear the word, but I thank God for the testimonies that I have heard. And I just thank God for my sister just spoke just previously that if we just make the sacrifice and go forth, then we're going to reap the benefits of this fast. So I just thank God for what I've heard, and I'm in expectation for what the Lord is going to do.
Oh, praise the Lord. It's a blessing. Thank you for coming on, Lady Mars.
Yeah,
great time in Jesus. I'm going to go back to Sister Dawn and see. Lady Mars, did you have anything else you want to say?
No, ma'am. We did miss you, though.
Oh, I miss y'all,
too. We're glad you're here to facilitate the calls.
Yeah, the Lord is working already on me. So I thank y'all for the prayers and being concerned. And that's what I think, as I was saying, well, that's what we call a family in Christ. So I'm excited about each and every one of y'all that was concerned about my spirit and my salvation, too. So thank you so God very much. God bless you. We're going to Sister Dawn. Oh, Okay. Okay, then. So I'm going to turn it back over to Evangelist Bernard, but I just thank each and everyone. The word was just awesome today. Matter of fact, the Lord done worked on me all week long. You know, it's about, he said, it ain't about your mind, it's about this heart, and we're going to do some surgery in this heart, that, you know. So I said, I thank you, and I could feel the prayer.
You know,
it's really, say how you read the Bible, Holy Bible, and you read the scriptures, but the prayers came up out of the scripture into my heart, you know, and they were godly prayers, the prayers of the saints that prayed on this broadcast for me, and I felt it, and I cried, and I said, Lord, I thank you, because you're getting me in line with not so much as I feel that I was at a natural state in a minute, but he said, you got to come back to a spiritual state, because I have instituted this, not you. So, you know, it was a decision. You know, you got to humble this flesh. But I humbled this flesh, and I said, Lord, let your will be done. And I thank Jesus Christ for each and every one all over who's listening, especially the daily ones that come on and we see them and know their names.
Yes.
The prayers of the righteous prevail as much. And you know that scripture came up off of this Holy Bible into my heart, mind, and soul. And I just thank you so much for it. And the word just was excellent. So the Lord has already worked on me for 3 days in a row. So I say we're going to have a blessed time come to 21-day fast. So pray my strength in the Lord. And I love all y'all, too. God bless. And I miss you, too. But, you know, sometimes this flesh get in the way, and you're stubborn, you know.
Oh,
I say, yeah, I say, Lord, that's why it got me on this, because this flesh was in the way. And I say, I'll balk it. I went whole natural. But I say, Lord, he brought me back through y'all prayer. So God bless each and every one. Back over to you.
Amen, amen. I thank God for Sister Ruby. I tell you, y'all didn't miss it like me. I was scrambling for about 5 or 6 days with this switchboard. I was scrambling. I told her don't worry, because I knew she was still in mourning, and I wanted to give her that little breather, and she surely needed that little breather. Amen. So we just thank God for Sister Ruby. Thank God for all that he's doing. I tell you, I had no idea. I had Esther on my mind, but the Lord told me to tell you all about Rebecca. Write the vision. So in these, for the next 19 days, I tell you, whatever you're expecting God to do in your life, in your family life, in your ministries, some of us get comfortable, you know, with our foe and no more. But this is a time when God wants us to launch out. He said, launch out into the deep. Amen. This is our time to really put God to the test. He told us in his word, he said, prove me. When you prove something, what are you doing? You're testing it. You're making sure that, guess what? It is actually true. What your word said. So God, I'm going to prove you. You told me to make my petition and my request, make it known. You told me to pay my vows before the congregation, pay my vows before the saints. The scripture said, what shall I render unto the Lord? What can we give God before this year is out? What can we render to God when we embrace 2014 with a new mindset? Hallelujah. Sister Ruby said his flesh getting away. That's why we got to kill his flesh. That's why we are crucifying this flesh. Now, it ain't going to just die because we said die. We got to implement God's plan. And he said fasting, these kind come by fasting and praying. So if you want a solid relationship where you can go into the Lord, into the new year free, let's leave this baggage in 2013. Let's leave some of these weights. The Bible said, lay aside every weight that so easily beset you. Lay aside these weights. What are weights? Anything that is afflicting you, anything that's depriving you of having a meaningful relationship with God, it is a weight. Your children can become a weight to you. Your spouses can become a weight to you. Because guess what? If we put them before God, then they become a weight. Anything that you reverence and honor more than you love and reverence and honor God, it is a weight. Bring these addictions. All of these addictions. I say, I'm not addicted. Yes, you are. If you got to be in tune to the preachers of L.A., you addicted. If you got to be in tune to scandal, you addicted. If you got to be in tune with the soaps every day, you are addicted. Those are addictions. Liberal Democrats say that coffee smells so good. That's an addiction. He got to have that coffee. But guess what? He told his flesh today, you won't be drinking no hazelnut today. Ah, glory to God. Afflict this flesh where we can be happy, where we can be free, where we won't be bound. We won't go into the new year with one leg. We won't go into the new year with our vision being blurred. That's what fasting does. It clears your vision, and you're able to see God. Hallelujah. It opens up your ears where you're able to hear God. Oh, glory. I hope somebody get this. But nevertheless, we're going to give you some announcements. And I want you all to remember to write the vision. Write the vision. Write the vision. Oh, we thank God for those that's in the chat room today. Patriot Greg, he's been with us from the inception of this broadcast. Liberal Democrat and another guest. 1571, we thank God for you. I thank God for the man of God, Liberal Democrat. And I know some of y'all saying, well, what is his name? Well, when he's ready to give you his name, he's going to give you his name. But I know he's a man of God. I know that he loved the Lord, and I know that he loved God's people. Amen. And he's been working diligently with us. I tell you, trying to do some different things to create more listeners where we can know that people lives. I'm telling you, when I look Lady Morris and I've seen over 65,000 listeners in 2 years, that encourages me. This is a job. My mama tell me, you need a 9-to-5. I said, I got the best employer and the best boss that any man could ever desire. I work for Jesus. Amen. And I take this thing seriously. So we've been working feverishly trying to get this 6-hour telethon together. And I tell you, I still have people calling to get on the speakers list. You don't want to miss this. I'm telling you, I will be up, and there's nobody going to be bored. Let me just tell you this. Okay, because everybody that God has scheduled to come on, I believe God is going to give them a word. And our theme for this telethon is prayer, praise, purpose, and perseverance. So we want all of our speakers to speak on something pertaining to this prayer, praise, purpose, and perseverance. Now, if God gives you something special for the body, then of course we don't want to restrict that. But we have to have a time limit because we have so many speakers, and we also have some prayer warriors that's going to come on the line in intervals where they'll be able to pray before the next speaker. So those of you that can, we'd like you at 6 o'clock Pacific time. That's going to be 9 o'clock Eastern time and 8 o'clock Central time to get on the teleconference line with us tonight, and we're going to be working out these schedules. I know Lady Morris, I've already got a commitment from you, and you will certainly be the first speaker up after we open up with prayer. Amen. So we have a host of men and women of God that's going to be sharing something with us during this 6-hour telethon, but we're limiting. We have so many, like I said, and we don't want to have no favoritism, and we love all of you all, and we thank God for your tremendous support. So we want to make sure that everybody have an opportunity to say what thus say the Lord. So we're limiting everybody to between 15 to 25 minutes. If you can do 15, fine. If you need 5, 7, 8 minutes extra, that's fine. But we want to stay on tune where we know this will be Friday midnight for the Westerners. And then, you know, Saturday, we're coming into Saturday morning, and people have things they set aside to do, especially those that work regular jobs. You know, they set aside time for their families and to do other chores on Saturday. So if you all are on Facebook or Twitter, Facebook, we have flyers. We're posting everything. We also have created a letter, and we have that also on our page. And also we have the anniversary celebration. So if you need any further information, you can always contact me at area code 209-271-8735. Amen. You can contact me personally. Amen. So we're looking to do that. So the call-in line tonight, and it'll be the same call-in number with the same code for the telethon on Friday evening that start at midnight hour time. Amen. So that call-in number is area code, Here it is. Area code 712, and the number is 432-1500. Once again, that's 712-432-1500. And the code, the access code is 256-417 pound. Once again, that's 256-417 pound. So you can call in those that will be speaking tonight, and I'm going to send out a text for those that's not on the line today. I don't know, the world get Blue Monday, but sometimes I think the saints have a Blue Monday experience too, especially those that have all-day services on Sunday. Some of our churches hold Sunday evening services, so we know that. So we didn't have but a few people on the line today, but please get the word out. Invite some of your friends and your family members and the saints to come on this line, especially some of those that are in ministry. Lady Rosalind, we're looking forward to hearing you on the line. Give your husband our God, Pastor Morris. We just thank God for this woman of God. We thank God for Prophetess Darlene. I tell you, she's been such an inspiration and a blessing to me. And Liberal Democrat, we thank God for Brother Clarence, and thank God for him coming on the line every day. Be encouraged, Brother Clarence. God is not through with you yet. And we also thank God for my sister Dawn in Texas, and continue to pray for Prophet Michael Lewis. He buried his sister on Saturday, and also remember Sister T. We haven't seen her in a few days, so call her when you're in your prayer time. Call out these names. Stay on your fast. Stay on the fast. Do not be distracted. If you're expecting something from God, you have to make some sacrifices. Hallelujah. And we also have to be obedient, because the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So even though we're sacrificing our time, we're sacrificing this flesh, not eating but one meal a day, but guess what? It's all going to pay off after a while. When I look back at 2 years on this Blog Talk Radio, and we're celebrating this whole month on December the 11th, that mark our 2-year anniversary. But we're celebrating this whole month, and we will be revisiting some of our topic, and we're going to have some excerpts from some of the messages that the men and women of God have ministered on this broadcast throughout this 2 years. Amen. So we will be giving you some information as the week progresses. Can you open Liberal Democrat line and let me see if he have any more instructions for this? Okay, can you open his line? Amen.
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 I can hear you.
Man of God, is there anything else regarding this conference line that you could share with us?
Amen. Just that, you know, amen, you know, the time that, you know, you want everybody to call in, amen, it's going to be for the East Coast family, it's going to be 9 o'clock tonight on the East Coast for you guys to call that number, amen to God, amen. Those of us here on the West Coast, amen, it's going to be 6 o'clock and whatnot, and amen to God, and Central Time, amen, that's going to be 8 o'clock. You guys' time, so just be mindful of the time, amen, that you call that number and stuff like that. And again, you know, I don't know how long you were going to tell them it was going to last, but I think she's wanted, amen, get times from everybody because everyone's in different time zones. So she's wanted to lock down in stone what time works best for you all and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to have the line open, like, for however long y'all need it open and whatnot. You know, again, you know, it's the conference line, it gives you 6 hours per day and whatnot. So you got plenty of time to the meeting. I don't know. It might last 15 minutes. It might last hour. It might last whatever. But, amen, just call in so we can let us know what time is good for you and whatnot. And amen to God. And we can record it also as well and whatnot, Evangelist, if you want to be recorded tonight so you can have your records, just in case you don't have a chance to write it down as well.
Amen. So we thank God for that. Also, even in us calling in, we're going to be on the line about 30 minutes before midnight. So those of you that would like to come on 30 minutes ahead of time and pray, we're going to set the atmosphere. So we're going to be on the line 30 minutes, about 11:25, 11:30. We're going to be on the line praying and setting the atmosphere that God will get the glory.
Hallelujah.
Telethon. So if you would like to come on 30 minutes early, do that, because we're going to try to have everything where it'll run smoothly. We got to also know that God is not the author of confusion, so there will not be any of that, okay? So we're going to keep the lines moving smoothly where nobody will be able to say they're bored or they fell asleep, and especially if you're fasting. You need this word. What you got to do when you fast, you have to feed your spirit, man.
Amen.
And the only way it can be fed is with some spiritual food. You got to get manna from on high. Amen. So we're excited about this. Stay tuned for the rest of the week. You don't want to miss any announcements. If anything else arrives, we will contact you and let you know. We do thank God for Sister Ruby. I tell you, Sister Ruby has been a pillar of this ministry, and I just appreciate her and everything that she has done to help in this ministry. I want you to know that payday is coming. Amen. And God has a record. God has
a record.
So I'm looking for God to do some great and mighty things. I'm looking for souls to come in. I'm looking for ministries and pastors and leaders to make sacrifices even greater and get out into the community and go into the heart where people are hurt. We have hurting people right in our midst. And sometimes we'll reach out, but we overlook the folks that's hurting right in our midst. We need to minister to those that are hurting in our midst. Amen. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to go to Sister Ruby. Did you have anything? Sister Ruby wanted me to let you all know that the conference line is a free teleconference line. This is not Blog Talk. And liberal Democrats said those of we going to want you all to, you're going to be on mute, because we have no way of seeing the numbers on this teleconference line that we're using. So when you get ready to minister, then you just press *6, and that will open up your line, *6. But we're going to have those on mute unless the prayer warriors, we're going to have the prayer warriors line open for a moment where they can pray And then you know how the saints do it. We going to be clapping and we going to be praising God in our own way, but we don't want to distract from the speakers. So during the time that the speakers come on, we're going to have everybody silenced where we can hear what thus say the Lord. Sometimes we're jumping and shouting and we can't hear the Lord. Amen. So
amen.
We're asking God to just bless us. So we're going to go to a prophet. Is Darlene, is anything else, Sister Ruby? We're going to go to Prophetess Darlene, and we're going to ask her to close us out with a word of prayer. And I'm going to try to wait and get something down in my throat. It's getting a little itchy. But, hey, I'm going through this fast.
All right.
Esther say, if I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king today. Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm going to get
right.
my crown at the end of this 21-day fast. Hallelujah. I'm going to get some answers. Yeah,
all
glory.
Right.
I'm going to have
right.
some direction. Hallelujah. And guess what? God gonna create in me a greater passion. I need
yes,
some
God.
More passion. I need some more energy. I don't know about you all. I need some, hey, you. When you get to hitting 60 years old, baby, you got to wholly depend, lean and depend on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta brace yourself getting out the bed. You know, you used to just jump up like my grandson. He's 16 years old. I can't jump off like that anymore, so I have to get my hand and touch the wall and get a support thing where I could get on up. Hallelujah.
All right.
But I'm so excited. I thank God that I have all activities of my limbs. I bless him for not being hospitalized this year. I bless him for not having to go see the glory to God. I thank him because God has given me a clean bill. Woo! Jesus, I'm
Hallelujah.
Trying to drop some pounds going to the gym.
Woo, right.
God, and as I fast, hey, I'm dropping some other pounds. Hallelujah. I'm laying aside these weights. These weights is dropping. I declare every weight is going to fall off this year. Hallelujah.
My Lord,
I ain't waiting to January. It's coming off before 2014.
Speak that.
I'm standing on it, Liberal Democrat. I'm standing
Hallelujah.
On it, Lady Morris. I'm standing on it, Prophet Zarley. We got God. Hallelujah. We can drop these weights. We can
That's
lay them
right.
aside. Hallelujah.
Right.
We don't have to carry all this dead weight. Woo! And all these seasonal folks. You know, folks come in your life for a season. They're going to be dropped by the wayside too. Uh-huh. They're fleeing out of my life.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back to Liberal Democrat, and then I'm going to have Prophetess Darlene Davis to close us out with a word of prayer. Amen. Dawn, I don't know where you are. We always calling on you. You never respond. I don't think y'all work today. That's my sister. Tell Sister Ruby, quit calling her. Hallelujah. Y'all lines are open. Democrat, any more remarks? If not, we're going to Prophetess Darlene, and she's going to take us on out. Take me to the king. Did you have anything else to add, Liberal Democrat?
Amen. That you covered it all about the mutant, how they can open up the lines with the Star 6 and whatnot. So, amen. That was it. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Prophetess Darlene, I appreciate Prophetess Darlene. She's so faithful. I mean, she's on the line. She's the first one on the line sometimes.
Yes,
and
God.
It's to the end, and she's anointed. And Prophetess Darlene, give your information again. Tuesdays and Saturdays, she hosts a conference line. Amen. And Saturday is overflow. I missed her this Saturday. I was at the funeral, the homegoing celebration for Prophet Mike. So I missed her this Saturday. But tomorrow, I'm making a note today, and I'm going to have Sister Ruby to call me and remind me. Hallelujah. I'm going to be on that line with you, Prophetess Darlene, because you have been such an encourager to me. So God bless you. I'm looking for I'm looking for my cousin, Lady Morris. I'm looking for Pastor Jackie McLemore to be on that line on Friday. So she's going to be one of those guest surprises for those that know her. For those that don't know her, get ready. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. I just thank God
once again for this broadcast. I just thank God for each and every one of you. You said you weren't there in the natural, but you were there in the spirit. So I just thank God. I feel your prayers. I feel y'all prayers. Those that's not there, I feel y'all in the spirit. So I thank God for my newfound family, and I thank God for what he's done. You know, God is something. I don't even know words to say what he has done. You know,
hallelujah.
I came out of a bad time, and he just brought a whole new family. You know, I was hurting the church, and he said, I'll do that. And so I thank God what he has done, and we're going to go to the throne. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my number. The prayer number is 712-432-1500, and the code number is 211-498. Once again, 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498#. And it's at 8 p.m. on Tuesday nights and 8 p.m. on Saturday. Saturday's overflow. Y'all time is 5 o'clock, I think.
Is that Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, that's Eastern.
Okay. 5 o'clock Western Pacific Standard Time. All right. Tuesday,
yes.
And Saturday.
Oh, same time.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. It's so nice to hear Sister Ruby's voice. I'm listening to her, and I'm getting ready to close out in prayer, but I just was listening to her in the background. I could hear her, and it's so nice to hear you back.
Amen.
Tell her she got a family. Family don't let nobody back up. We push them forward.
I know that's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I know that's right. And I'm going to tell you what I said to God on Saturday. I said, now where's she at? I said, she got to be on this line on Monday, God. I didn't know what was going on, but I said, enough is enough. She got to be on this line Monday. I had to have a little talk with Jesus. I didn't know what was going on, but I said, she got to come back. Vacation is
Amen.
Over. So I thank God. Just thank God.
That's the righteous, Brother Ruby say. She said, the Lord hit her.
Amen.
Sorry. Well, she's back.
Thank
she's
God.
Back, Lord, and I feel
Thank
so free talking about. Say she's humble.
I'm
going to let you tell her.
Praise God.
Glory.
Prophet God. The Lord. I felt all the prayer to righteous veil, everybody, liberal Democrat. But I told Evangelist Bernard, as of today, I'm humbling myself.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Here you go. Oh, you go close us out with prayer. We got your number, but it's the same telecom number that they're using for the other one. 712-432.
Only thing that's different is the code number. It's the code
number.
Oh,
okay. God bless you. Can go ahead.
Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for what we have heard. Let us hide the word in our heart, God. We just thank you for what you have done, what you're going to do, God. We thank you for this 21-day fast. We think that we won't be the same after we come off of this. We thank you, God, that you're going to use us, that you have used us, but you're going to use us even more. We thank you for the souls that's coming. Oh, God, we thank you for the kingdom building that you're doing. We thank you, God. That God, the ministry that's coming forth, God. We thank you
right.
that we are writing a vision and following it, God. Some of us even need to write new visions, God. Oh, God, thank you, God. We thank you that we're going to run with those visions, God, that we're going to be obedient, God. We thank you that not only Sister Ruby is humbling herself down, we're going to all humble ourselves, God,
that's
to
right,
you,
Holy
God,
Ghost.
And submit
hallelujah.
Ourselves, hallelujah, and submit ourselves to you, God, and lay at your feet, God. We thank you, God, because we want to go up higher in you, God. We thank you, God. We're not interested in the things of the world, God. We're interested in the spiritual things, God. So we thank you, God, for what you're doing, God.
Right.
We thank you because we look to the hills from which our help comes from. And our help comes from you, God, who made heaven and earth. So we just bless your holy name, God. We thank you, God, in advance, God, for everybody that's going to be healed and delivered and set free, God. We thank you that the baggage we no longer will carry. We thank you, God, because old things are dead, and we won't rise them up anymore, God. We thank you the new things are coming, God. We thank you for the newness, God. We thank you, God, that you've forgiven us for our sins, God. We ask that you continue to mold and make and shape us, God. Put us on that potter wheel, God.
Yeah, God.
Anything in us that's not like you, move it out, God. And in the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Fill us up even more, God. Fill our cups, God. Here we are waiting for you, God, to continue to fill our cups. Even after we get apart from this line, God, let us not depart from your presence, God. Let us keep praising you, God, in season and out of season, God. We ask that you carry out everything that's not like you, God. We ask that you look down upon the sick and afflicted right now, God. We ask that you go on the highways and the byways tonight, God. Somebody wants to commit suicide. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood, your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, over every circumstances, God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need a meal tonight, God.
That's right.
Somebody don't know what they're going to do tomorrow, God. Help. Send the help, God, in the name of Jesus. Help in the home, God, in the name of Jesus. Help, God, on the job, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you and we give you all the honor and all the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's all right.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Look at God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Break every chain. Ha! Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you better get in your word. You better pray. You better stay connected. Hallelujah.
Right.
You won't get through this fast if you don't read your word. If you don't pray.
That's right.
You don't get in a place where you can commune with God. Stay
yes,
focused.
God.
Don't let nothing deter you. Amen. We're going to close out with thank you, Jesus.
No.
What Dawn says. She said that Dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn. I don't know what she be doing. I think she's on mute.
Okay. Well, everybody's off, so I can just close. Oh, I was going to tell you about that.
God bless you all.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.